Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here and welcome to a very special edition of my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. What are we doing today? What are we talking about today? Well, last week's show was all about the Tamworth Country Music Festival, and this week's show is devoted to the best Australian country that we've got to offer. How do I know that? Because it's the Golden Guitar edition of my Real Country. We've got some great winners from a fantastic night, almost the pinnacle of a great festival. So it's going to be brilliant. Please stick around. Now, don't forget, no matter what we're doing, you can always give us a call and let us know your thoughts, your requests, your feedback on 1300 929 516. That's the Real Country hotline, 1300 929 516. You can also experience this show and many others on our podcast as well. Download the show and all of our fantastic bonus content on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Just search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country and click download or subscribe. Now, without further delay, let's get stuck into our first award category, Single of the Year. And the nominees are...
Always Never Enough. Always never enough. Catherine Britt. Country Is.
Country is.
Troy Cassadaly. Piece of Me. The McClymonts. Adam and Eve. Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson.
Let the waitress sing.
Waitress. Becky Cole.
Let that golden voice be heard.
Okay, it's my honour to present the first Golden Guitar of the evening, and it goes to Troy Cassadaly, Country Is.
What country is and what country does.
It's Ben Sorensen here with Troy Cassadaly. Just what's going through your head right now?
Well, right now I'm just thinking about who I was against, you know. How do you win a Golden Guitar against all those beautiful artists? You know, really, there's so much talent in the final five. So I feel really, really honoured. And like I say, the song really is about the feeling we get when we're a part of something as special as country music. And I'm glad that other people felt the same way, Ben.
Thank you very much, Troy Cassadaly.
Cheers, mate.
I hear people talking about their great big cities, how they claim to never go to sleep. Really haven't seen this small town raging on a Friday. Well, let me tell you, that's good enough on me. Yes, it is. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Well, we had a cousin visit us once from the big smoke. On the rope at the river, she didn't even give it a swing. By the end of the week, she was mixing it up with the locals. She hit the track with the Outback under her skin. Yes, she did. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on and spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. On Main Street to pub, no rush. Rough and ready, is fine by me. It's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in and we'll make a fuss. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does now. Country is, country does.
It's Ben Sorensen here with Chelsea Basham. Now, you just won Telstra New Talent of the Year. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel over the moon. I don't think there are words to describe the feeling right now, but it's pretty good. And how does, I mean, the dress is absolutely gorgeous. Were you expecting a win like this?
You know what, with the other artists that I was up against, you just never know. It's like the Melbourne Cup, you just turn up and see who wins. And the beautiful thing is that we're all very close friends, and if it went to any of them, we'd all be happy. So, this is a very special moment, and, it was very nice to be a part of such a lovely competition. Well, I shouldn't say competition, I mean awards.
Thank you so much, Chelsea Basham.
Thanks, Ben.
Of course, that was the beautiful Chelsea Basham, and the track that we played before was Laugh It Off. Now, new talent of the year is definitely a very important category, I think. It highlights some of the great rising and future superstars of Australian country, and it was great to see Chelsea win that. Now, another category that I quite enjoy, because as we all know, I do video interviews as well, is Video Clip of the Year, and the nominees are... I
can remember. Adam and Eve, Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson, directed by Duncan Toombs. Country Is, Troy Cassadaly, directed by Duncan Toombs. Charlestown Road, Catherine Britt, directed by Jefferson James. Piece of Me, The McClymonts, directed by Duncan Toombs. The Big Red, John Williamson, directed by Mark Jago.
And the golden guitar goes to...
Piece of Me, The McClymonts, directed by Duncan Toombs. Wonderful!
It's Ben Sorensen here with golden guitar winner Duncan Toombs. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, Ben.
I reckon you'd be good after that. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm blown away, actually, yeah. I never thought I'd be winning golden guitars, but the fourth video in the row, and I'm blown away.
That's a great way to be. Now, tell me about the video that you won it for.
This one was for the McClymonts. The track was called Piece of Me. And we shot it in my warehouse in West Gosford. We spent about a week on a set with my crew, and we put a lot of love and time into it, and it paid off.
Well, it certainly did. Congratulations, and thank you very much, Duncan Toombs.
Thank you, Ben.
Next to me, and I recall you left last $10 free is pretty good, but what if you turned that $10 into $20 or $30, or better yet, even more, if you invested it right? Imagine earning up to 2% daily, not per annum like the banks. And all you have to do is click three times, anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection. It really is so simple that we have a 98% success rate. To find out more and to claim your $10 risk-free trial, simply go to ProfitClickNow.com. That's ProfitClickNow.com to claim your free $10.
Hey, this is Chelsea Basham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, right across Australia and New Zealand, with my golden guitar edition of My Real Country. Don't forget, you can get this show on our podcast as well on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Now, I quite enjoy all of the nominees for this next category, but there has to be one winner. And the nominees for Group or Duo of the Year are...
Things Change.
Camille and Stewie. Things Change.
Radio 2.
Show me your country.
McAlister Kemp. Country Proud.
Throw down that app.
Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson. Adam and Eve. The Harmonators. Perfect Storm.
Take a piece of me, yeah.
The McClymonts. Piece of Me.
And the golden guitar goes to...
Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson!
She met a serpent that afternoon. He smiled at her and she broke the rule.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and I am joined by the wonderful recipients of the Duo Group of the Year with a shiny golden guitar in the hand. Shane Nicholson and Casey Chambers, how are you feeling?
Much better now.
Yeah, I reckon it's just like you kind of go along and you think, you know, there's a pretty big chance that you're going to go home with nothing. So it's nice,
it's really
to
nice
get.
To have
yeah,
something.
It is something for it, and they gave us one each. That was kind of nice. I just thought they would give us one to share because we're married. They gave us one each just in case we end up divorced.
And then you'll be able to write fantastic solo albums.
Exactly.
Or an extra solo album each about the heartache of being divorced.
Of course. Well, I mean, that's what it takes to make good country music, you know. We can't have happy people running around the country or there'll be no good albums made. That's
I mean, right. Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks, and congratulations man. On Duo and Group of the Year.
Thanks,
you.
Mate.
is Adam. My name is Eve. I was the first man to live and breathe.
Now, moving right along to Heritage Song of the Year. Now, out of everyone that's won a Golden Guitar this year, I was most genuinely excited for this man. This is a wonderful incentive and, you know, confirmation that he did the right thing. I just love his music, and I think he's also one of the great songwriters as well. He communicates his story beautifully.
Charlestown Road, written and recorded by Catherine Brett.
What is it about Mari?
Mari Girl, written and recorded by John Williamson. Song of Australia. Written by Colin Buchanan and Garth Porter. Recorded by Colin Buchanan, Lee Kernaghan and Sarah Storer. Tall Dark Ringer. Written by Troy Cassadaly and Colin Buchanan. Recorded by Troy Cassadaly.
Into the Drover's Wife.
The Drover's Wife. Written by Luke O'Shea and Peter Gabrielides. Recorded by Luke O'Shea.
And the winner is The Drover's Wife, Luke O'Shea.
Into the Drover's Wife.
Heritage Song of the Year, Luke O'Shea. Wow.
I know.
About time.
Hey, oh, look, you can't say it because you just go, there's so much talent out there. You know what I mean? But I look at those names I'm up against there, and I'm glad I didn't know who I was up against until they read them out and going, holy moly. Yeah, I'm still in a bit of a daze, but it's been fantastic, man. I'm stoked with it. You know, it's been hard fought and won.
Well, it was a fantastic album full of great songs, you know that I love it. So how's this going to change your outlook on country music?
And, mate, it just opens the doors. You know, it means like, it just, you know, it just opens the doors.
So you still think leaving teaching is a great idea?
Well, I've still got to make those bucks in between, mate, so, but yeah, I will be going on the road a bit more and, you know, maybe making my wife a little bit more of a drover's wife than she wants to be at times and than I want her to be. But, mate, look, take the music to the people and see where that leads us.
Well, it's leading you to a fantastic place and us enjoying your fantastic music. Thank you so much, Luke O'Shea.
Thanks,
congratulations,
Ben.
Mate.
Thanks, brother. Good on you, mate.
When I was young, Lawson told me a story about a rose of Australia, sun-browned and strong. And he spoke of the hardships and the struggles of a mother as she raised up her children on her own while he was gone. Blast me if I ever go droving, damn me if I fall in love and then leave, for I know it's not right to turn the woman I love to the drover's wife. As I grew, my father, he was a salesman, and many's the time he'd spend weeks on that road. I think of the hardships and the struggles of my mother as she raised up us children on her own while he was gone. Blast me if I ever go droving, damn me if I fall in love and then leave, for I know it's not right to turn the woman I love into the drover's wife. not putting bread on the table. I'm touring the country, seldom I'm home. And I think of my wife, oh, the love of my life, how she's raising our children on her own while I am gone. Blast me, for forever I'm droving, damn me, for I fell in love and I leave, and I know it's not right to tell the woman I love. Yes, I know it's not right. I've turned the woman I love into the drover's wife.
Now, it's fair to say that we've got some of the best Australian country on this show. Why? Because they're all Golden Guitar winners from the Golden Guitars 2013. Absolutely fantastic music. And there's a lot more of that to come. But trips like this and shows like this would not be possible without the help from some fantastic sponsors, including Boost Juice for keeping me healthy and watered while I was down in Tamworth. Also, a big thank you to Kia Campers for my five-star accommodation on four wheels. Check them out, kiacampers.com. And also, for keeping me looking fantastic, Jeans West. You can pop into your nearest store to check out the great range of top threads there, or you can shop online, www.jeanswest.com.au. Fantastic threads and also some fantastic sponsors as well. Thank you so much for your help there. Now, coming up on the show, lots more categories and lots more winners as we discover Female Artist of the Year, Vocal Collaboration of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, Highest Selling Album of the Year, Album of the Year, and APRA Song of the Year. It's a bit to get through, but we'll do it all on the other side of this break.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
G'day folks, I'm Ben Sorensen, he's Tamara Stewart, and you're listening to Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, right across Australia and New Zealand, with a very special Golden Guitar edition of My Real Country. Now, the best of Australian country is what we're showcasing, and that's exactly what's coming up right now. The nominees for Vocal Collaboration of the Year are
New England Sky, Luke O'Shea and Diana Corcoran.
Wish I could reach for you.
Reach for you. Harmony James and Shane Nicholson. Song of Australia, Colin Buchanan, Lee Kernaghan and Sara Stora.
Even if we try,
Troubled Man, Catherine Britt and Tim Rogers.
Women in Song.
Recorded by Tamara Stewart, Sara Stora and Felicity Urquhart.
And the Golden Guitar goes to
Women in Song. Tamara Stewart, Sara Stora and Felicity Urquhart.
Sing, fill our lives with the stories the whole world can sing along.
It's Ben Sorensen here with a very happy Tamara Stewart. Now, you won the Golden Guitar for Vocal Collaboration of the Year. What's going through your head?
I'm just really excited because Sarah and Felice and I have been mates for about 15 years, and you know, when you honour relationships like that with the biggest honour in country music, I'm really overwhelmed. And Colin Buchanan and I wrote the song together, so as I say, everything around Appleseed and the album was just built on love and friendship.
It was a fantastic, fantastic song, and that it really did feel like it celebrated that friendship.
Yeah, it really did. And from the moment that we wrote the song, I mean, it's inspired by the songs of Joy McKean and Thel Carey and Shirley Toms and just what they've contributed to our industry. And it's about us being proud to carry that on. And for it to be, just put a little spotlight on the song. And just, it's not only about us, obviously. It's about those ladies. And Joy McKean has been an incredible inspiration to me for many years. So I'm proud that we're honouring her in this.
Women in song, weave a tune or a rhyme. Love a man, raise your kids, hum a soft lullaby, and you shine on the stage like the lights coming over the hill. Women in song, it was tents and guitars, it was dust on the sheets and nights under stars. And the ringers got misty when you'd sing Rusty, it's goodbye.
Now, one of the toughest categories and the most anticipated categories at the Golden Guitars is Female Artist of the Year, and the nominees are...
There's a thousand more like him to pay the price.
Amber Lawrence, The Man Across the Street.
The man across the street saved my life.
Charlestown Road.
Catherine Britt, Charlestown Road.
Emmy Lou's Guitar.
Harmony James, Emmy Lou's Guitar.
Welcome to the sisterhood.
Tamara Stewart, Sisterhood of Feeling Good. Lynn Votel,
Beautiful Liar.
And the winner of the Gold Guitar for 2013 for Female Vocalist of the Year is Catherine Britt.
Ben Sorensen here with Catherine Britt, congratulations. Artist of the Year, well deserved.
Thank you. It's a huge honour. I mean, I feel so lucky to be the girl of the year, I guess. My album I'm very proud of, so thank you.
And you've been putting a lot of effort into touring because the new album is just fantastic and it looks like it's really paid off.
Yeah, look, I think that's what this is more than anything. It's like, you know, people are appreciating what I'm doing musically, and that means a lot to me. And it's recognition for hard work, and that's it's nice to get, trust me, because we work really hard as artists. So, yeah.
Well, I'm pleased that it's recognised, and I'm pleased you're still putting out some fantastic music. Thank you very much, Catherine Britt, Female Artist of the Year.
Thanks for having me.
Mum yelled at us kids to put our toys away. Play games that your sister can play. My brothers learned young they had to do it my way. On Charlestown Road, cricket in the yard with the family, playing underneath that apricot tree. Built a cubby house, just my brother and me. On Charlestown Road, still remember falling sleep each night to the sound of diesel engines and trucks rolling by. Do we ever stop missing our childhood home? No matter how far or where I roam, I know I won't. Charlestown. Two in our family, the older boys got to have their own, you see. On Charlestown Road, catching cicadas in the big gum tree, hold them in your hands and then set them free. Lying on the branches in the summer breeze, on Charlestown Road, still remember falling sleep each night to the sound of diesel engines and trucks rolling by. Do we ever stop missing our childhood home? No matter how far or where I roam, I know I won't. Charlestown. A picture slide, Charlestown Road.
Now, my trip to Tamworth wouldn't be possible without some fantastic sponsors. I'd like to say a big thank you to the team at Kia Campers for my 5-star accommodation on four wheels. You can check them out at kiacampers.com. Also, Boost Juice for keeping me going with some fantastic and healthy juices through the entire festival. I woke up to a juice every single morning. So a big thank you to them. And also our friends at Jeans West. Now, why not update your wardrobe with all men's shirts at Jeans West for only $35? Now, the new range of coloured checks can be found in new season shades of burnt orange and the navy blue. Denim is back in store in fresh new tones of marine, clay and army. And vintage jackets totally complete the layered look for the ultimate in heritage styling. Now, what are you waiting for? Finish listening to Real Country and then drop into your local Jeans West store today. Or you can multitask and listen to the show and then go to jeanswest.com.au. Fantastic fashion. A big thank you to all of our sponsors for making Real Country and my trip to Tamworth possible. Now, what's coming up after the break? Some fantastic music. We're hearing the highest selling album of the year, male artist of the year, album of the year, and APRA song of the year. All of this and so much more on the other side of this break.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine, sparkling eyes and a glass of wine, drenching sheep and chasing steers, working hard with blood, sweat and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download the long and short of its album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my real country right across Australia and New Zealand. And it's a special Golden Guitar edition. Now, the Golden Guitars were absolutely fantastic to go and check out, as was the entire Tamworth Country Music Festival. So let's get stuck into our next award, Highest Selling Album of the Year. And the nominees are...
Catherine Britt brought us Always Never Enough. Alistair Kemp with Country Proud.
I'd like to get loud and get down.
And Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson took us to Reckon Room. Plus, Keith Urban knocked One Direction off the charts with his Greatest Hits album, and The Voice inspired a whole new generation of country singers.
Singing along with the radio.
The Sanity top-selling Australian Album of the Year is awarded to the group or artist with the most sales in Australia over a 12-month period. This year, the Golden Guitar for Sanity top-selling Australian Album of the Year goes to The McClymonts for their third studio album, Two Worlds Collide. The first three singles, How Long Have You Known, Piece of Me and Two Worlds Collide, all went to number one on the country charts. The McClymonts toured the US last year, sharing the stage with some of the biggest names in country music.
Always run away.
Get me gone,
That was the McClymonts. Two Worlds Collide, the title track off their fantastic album, winning highest selling album of the year, and rightly so. Now, I did mention three more awards that we were going to do before the end of the show, and if you look at the time, there's no other way to do it than one person winning all three of them, which takes this man's total for the Golden Guitars this year to four. It's Troy Cassadaly. He's done such a fantastic job this year. He's toured the album really, really hard. He picked up Single of the Year earlier in the show and also picked up Male Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and APRA Song of the Year. Such a fantastic effort from Troy Cassadaly, and here's what he said when we caught up with him again.
It's Ben Sorensen here with Troy Cassadaly. I can't even remember which award I'm meant to be talking to you about. You've just got so many tonight, and deservedly so. I am such a big fan of the album.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Look, remember when I ran into you in Melbourne that day?
Yes.
We were walking along the street. I never think ahead enough to think that I'd be talking to you here now about Golden Guitars. All I thought was, we're having a ripper time in Melbourne, my wife and I. I'd made this record, we toured all year relentlessly. I felt like I'd done everything I needed to do to get to Tamworth and have a great time. And win, lose or draw, I felt like I was a winner.
Well, you certainly are with... It's six, is it?
Well, all up now, it's 25 all up, and I got four tonight, and that was just phenomenal. I never dreamt of getting four in one night, you know? I'm really proud that I still get a tingle from this whole thing. I don't ever feel like it's going to get old, Ben. And that's a great thing. They'll be wheeling me out there, mate, and I'll still be chuffed to get a golden guitar in Tamworth. It never gets old.
Little garden path where we cried and laughed. An old swinging gate that never used to latch. Two loving arms when your knee was scratched. Home. We had a big backyard. Football games were hard. No matter how we tried, someone always cried. Things were going fine till we broke the clothesline at home. Standing proud and tall, now it looks so small. My world was in that street. I thought I had it all. And now this photograph has got me yearning for home. Home. I'd work with Dad on everything. He'd whistle tunes and I would sing. When that old cement truck came, we all signed our names at home. Standing proud and tall, and now it looks so small. My world was in that street, I thought I had it all. Now this photograph has got me yearning for home, home. Got a teenage son and a little girl and a wife I love more than this old world. We build our dreams with love and memories of home. Standing proud and tall, even though it's small,
world is in this street. With them I have it all. And now when I'm away, I yearn every day for home, home, home.
That has got to be one of my favourite country songs of all time. Of course, Home by Troy Cassidaley, four-time Golden Guitar winner at the 2013 Golden Guitar Awards. Fantastic job. Really, really great show as well. Recognising some of the best music that Australian country has to offer and some of the great and hardest working artists as well. So if that doesn't inspire you to get stuck into some even more Australian country music, then I don't know what does. Don't forget, you can check out the Real Country website with some links to some great Aussie country, as well as some great album reviews and this show. All you need to do is go to realcountrymix.com. On top of that, you can also get the podcast of this show and all of our others with some great bonus content on iTunes. Be sure to head there and search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and you can subscribe and download and never miss an episode of Real Country again. Now, next week on the show, a whole heap more fun and frivolity. We've also got some more live highlights from the Tamworth Country Music Festival as well. There was just so much great audio and great content. I couldn't cram it into one show, so I thought I'd spread it out a little bit more so you get to enjoy the feeling of being at the festival, whether you were there or not. It's my gift to you. Now, lots of great stuff coming up next week, so be sure to tune in for a whole heap more Real Country next week. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You can now shop online at behindthewheel.com.au. Just go to behindthewheel.com.au and click on Our Shop, where you can find a wide range of auto accessories, from tools to audio, gadgets you didn't even realise you needed. You'll find them all at the Behind the Wheel shop. For unbiased car reviews, the latest car news, and now online shopping, go to behindthewheel.com.au. Check out our shop now at behindthewheel.com.au.